Well, each week through the summer months, Backroads Bill Steer takes us down the back roads and waterways of Northern Ontario. Bill is an outdoor adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. This week, Bill is going to talk about a good spot for a picnic. And we do have Bill on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. Yes, it's a great day to go for a picnic. And you know what? I think we should celebrate the 400 years of French presence in Ontario and one of the oldest canoe camps in the province.
Okay, well, where are we headed?
Yeah, well, it's all about sense of place, and we're headed up in that northeast arm of Lake Temagami, Sandy Inlet, Ferguson Bay, where the present operation is Camp Juan Advite, but there's an amazing stretch of beach there, and it has a lot of history attached to it.
And so Sandy Inlet, I guess, take us back to when this was settled.
Yeah, well, it's all about, you know, the colonization of what was called New Ontario. And there was this rebel priest, Charles Alfred Parody. And around the 1895 mark, he started to bring colonists into the area. They were homesteaders. And it was really about broken promises and shattered dreams, because he brought French Canadians who were following the loggers up the Ottawa Valley into this area and into the West Nipissing area in particular, Dizonier, Noelville, Verner, and the impact of that goes beyond to Hearst and Kapuskasing, where there's a lot of French Canadian people settled as well. So he was the impetus of bringing colonists into this area. He got himself into a lot of trouble with the Oblate Order. In fact, he was kicked out of the order eventually, but he settled on that stretch of land on Lake Temagami, and it was kind of like his answer to a French-Canadian province, so to speak. And from there, he went out. He tried to create a railway line from right up to Lake Temagami, and he did all kinds of schemes, and he was a real schemer.
And is that why he is considered controversial?
Well, I think so. There's a plaque about him on one of the historic plaques in Verner. But he got himself into trouble. There was thought he took a bribe from then the premier of Quebec about some of these colonization schemes. And he was a great promoter. And with some railway people, he really was the first effort in promoting Lake Temagami as a wilderness area and for agriculture. But things changed. The province came along and banned agricultural settlement around Lake Temagami, but his other schemes obviously went forward. People did come into the area, and they flourished, and they stayed, and that's why we have this French-Canadian province presence in the province of Ontario.
And what happened to Father Parody in the end?
Well, he left around 1924. There was a mysterious fire. He had kind of a school for boys there, and then the area stayed dormant for a few years until about 1931, when Ed Archibald, who owned Camp Juan Advite, which was on Lake Juan Advite, but they put a dam on it, so he wanted to move it, and they discovered this piece of land, and Camp Juan Advite is one of the leading canoe camps, certainly in Canada, and one of the oldest in the province, started to flourish, and it's been there for 85 years.
So what will people see there now?
Well, two things. That magnificent beach is still there, and it's a great place to go to as an access point to get into that wilderness canoeing area of northern Ontario, the Lady Evelyn Smoothwater area. And then, of course, Camp Juan Advite is there. It's been there for all that time since the whatever's left over from Father Parody. They created, obviously, more cabins and the like, and there's a magnificent bridge that spans the Red Squirrel River, and so it's a rustic camp, it's a canoe camp, and if you do go for a visit, please check in at the office. There's probably one of the oldest and largest cabins, log cabins there, rivals the White Otter Castle in northwestern Ontario, and it's a magnificent dwelling. In fact, it's preserved in the Architecture Act of Ontario, and it's a historic site in itself. So the camp flourishes on. It's been there with the Hodgins family for all that time, and it's a great place to visit.
And how do you get there? Does it require a paddle or hiking boots?
Well, you could paddle in from the access points in the town of Temagami, but the best way is to go down that infamous Red Squirrel Road, which was an icon in the time before Bob Rae became the province's premier. But it's about 12 kilometers north of Temagami. To drive in about 30 kilometers west, and you'll come to the turnoff, and you'll take the road in, and there's a fork, one to the camp, and again, you have to check into the camp if you want to go for a visit. And the other way, you'll end up at the access point and right on the beach, and it's just a beautiful spot. And it is probably one of the nicest beaches in northeastern Ontario.
And is the history of this area being celebrated this year as we celebrate 400 years of Franco-Ontarian history?
Well, certainly in North Bay recently and on Georgian Bay, there's been reenactments of Champlain's visit. And I kind of thought, you know, what really happened? Champlain did arrive 400 years ago, but who was the real impetus of starting all this? And we have to go back to Charles Parody and his colonization scheme. So there is celebrations going on, and I don't know if they'll celebrate him specifically, but I think it's duly noted when we go to a place like Camp Wanapate on that northeastern part of Lake Temagami.
Bill, we'll talk to you again next week. Any sense of where we're headed next week?
We're going to revisit New Post Falls because there's a lot going on there. I've been there recently again. It's one of the best waterfalls in northeastern Ontario, and they're reversing the history of the place.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.